Good morning. Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. How are you today?
I'm very fine, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've been trying to figure out if you're coming to our area, and if so, when.
Sure. I can definitely take a look at that. If you don't mind me asking, what is your service address, please?
It is 199 Mike Kraut Road.
How do I spell that, please?
Mike is M-I-K-E. Kraut is K-R-O-U-T.
Okay, and that's road. And which town or city is it in?
It's Sorgatey.
Okay, so 12477.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take a look at that. So I do see that it is currently serviceable, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because we've never gotten any notice.
I am so sorry about that.
They haven't been outside our house.
I can also, let me just double check with a different system just in case. Because sometimes they don't always match up. So let me go ahead and take a look. And just bear with me if you do hear some moments of silence. I do apologize.
That's fine. Thank you.
All right, let's take a look. Okay. Yeah, so it is showing that it is serviceable at the moment. I do apologize for that.
Wow, so how do I go about...
So I can definitely go ahead and get you into our system, go through the sign-up process, and then we can schedule you.
Okay, and I don't understand any of your packages, but I'll have my son go over that with him because he understands it all.
Okay, no worries. I can also explain some of it to you if you'd like.
But, I mean... I appreciate that, but I'm not going to understand what you explained to me, and he'll know what I need for my house, you know, because
we're okay, yeah.
Seniors. You know what I'm saying? You could tell me what it is, but...
Well, I mean, it really depends on what you're planning on using the internet for. If you've got, like, a house full of gamers, then I would recommend a higher package. But if it's something where, like, you're doing basic streaming or even just basic email and just browsing the web, then our lower package, the 1 gig, would be perfectly fine.
Okay. All right, and what is the difference in price? I have one gamer.
Okay, so the difference in price would be $20 difference. So the 2 gig is basically a little bit faster. It allows for more devices to be connected as well. And at that point, you know, that would be $20 more than what the 1 gig would be.
Okay, and then what is what are your prices?
So right now we're actually having a promotion. For our 1 gig, if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, it is $69.99 per month. There's no taxes or fees on top of that. It's all included, and the equipment is included as well. You get that price for 2 years, and there's no contracts.
Okay. Can I put it on my card? I've never used my...
Yes. If you do put it on, like, a credit or debit card, it'll only give you a $5 discount, however.
It'll only give me what discount? I'm going to trip on
a $5, I'm sorry.
Okay,
versus 10.
Oh, versus 10. Oh, that's fine. It's not. I'd rather do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No worries. And so this is for residential, is that correct?
It's residential, yes.
Okay. And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear you, hon.
Sorry. I was asking approximately how large is your home in square footage?
I think it's 2,100. Okay. 23, something like that.
Well, the reason I ask is because sometimes, depending on how large your home is and also how old it is, some of the building materials kind of make it difficult for the Wi-Fi signal to reach certain parts of the house. So we do offer Wi-Fi extenders. It's optional. You don't need to go for it. But if you do feel that you are finding it difficult to stay connected in certain parts of the house, it may be a good idea to get one.
And what is the fee of those?
So we offer those for $8 a month.
You can't just buy that piece of equipment outright?
I mean, you probably could through the company, but they are pretty high tech and high end. So I know that they cost more if you buy them outright.
Okay, so we'll wait and see if we'll cross that bridge in the event that we have to.
Yeah, again, it's not necessary. You don't have to go for it right now. If it's just in the future, if you feel like you're having difficulty staying connected in certain areas of the house, it might be a good idea to explore.
Okay.
Were you interested in the home phone service by chance?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. And do you own or rent the property, please?
I own it.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? You have the, like, for example, Central Hudson. Are the cables overhead going through the air or are they under the ground?
Through the air.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's not.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. All right. And Eileen, is your first name spelled the regular way, E-I-L-E-E-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name, please?
Swart, S-W-A-R-T.
Okay. And what is the email address that you would like on file?
Josh, J-O-S-H, N-O-V, as in Victor, the number 8 at msn.com.
Perfect. And what is the phone number that you'd like as your primary contact on the account, please?
845-853-4517.
Thank you very much for that. Would you like a secondary number on the account?
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. And then, of course, we do have a couple of options for us to contact you. We have the option of phone, email, or text. I know a lot of people tend to go for text because that's usually the most direct and usually the most account-specific updates. So it's up to you as to how you want us to contact you. We can select more than one if you want.
Text is fine.
Text? Okay. And just a disclosure with regards to the text messaging, we can notify you via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointment, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text message. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Just so that you're aware, just because, you know, cell phone companies, message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I do apologize for my voice. I'm still recovering.
You poor thing. 'Tis the season. School's open. Everybody's going to get all kinds of goodies.
Oh, yeah. No, unfortunately, I guess there was a bad case of pneumonia that was going around.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, my son got me sick before the school even started.
Oh, so nice of him to share. You taught him well, Mom.
Right? I mean, sharing is caring, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. We don't see any information regarding your credit score. It doesn't tell us anything like that. The only thing it tells us is if there's a deposit that's required, and it validates who you are.
Okay, so now is this going to put a zing on my credit?
No. So this is a soft inquiry. It's not a hard inquiry.
Okay. All right. Sure. Yes, you can go ahead and do it.
Okay. Much appreciated. And just bear with me as I get to that screen. Alrighty. All right, and whenever you are ready, I am ready for the social. I only type it in once. I click submit, and it just tells me whether a deposit is required.
Okay. 085-48-2000.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Perfect. No deposit required. All right, awesome. And so you did want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing, right? With the debit card.
I know my credit card. Can we just do my regular?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's what I meant. By card, it's either credit or debit. It doesn't matter. It gives you the $5 discount. Oh. So it gives it down to $74.99. And if you were to do the checking account, which you can always do that later on as well. If you wanted to ever switch that, you could do that through the account portal, and that would actually bring you down to $69.99 if you decided to do that in the future.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And whenever you're ready, I am ready for the card number.
All righty. It's 4640-1821-4386-2534.
Okay, and the three-digit?
435.
The expiration date, please?
August 28th.
Okay, and it is under your name, right?
Yeah.
And what is the billing zip code also 12477?
Yes. Okay. I'm very boring. Everything's the same.
No worries. Actually, I don't mind boring.
Boring's usually good.
Usually, yes, because if you have a chaotic life, then at that point, you kind of get fed up with it, because all you want is a break.
That's true.
Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as, like, buried wires, a septic tank, loose dogs, maybe, or, you know, a bear that might run into the property?
No, I mean, I do have a septic tank, but that's in the backyard, and it's
okay. Marked. Yeah, yeah, no, that's fine. Are there any questions or comments for the text that you might want to ask?
No. If we have anything, we'll ask them when they're here, but not really. They do come in, correct?
Yes. So what will happen is we will have one of our tech crews come out to go ahead and do the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home on the outside to our fiber connection at the street. That will happen before the appointment. You don't have to be home for that part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The appointment is where the techs will come into your home, because we would need you there, or at least somebody over the age of 18 to be home to be able to take care of that part of the installation.
Okay. So then they access every room that we want, correct?
Correct. Wherever you want us to go, we follow your lead.
Well, so because I really don't understand a whole heck of a lot, like, let's just say I want to be able to use my kitchen, my living room, and two bedrooms upstairs. Do they go to all those rooms or they?
No. So what will happen is we provide you with a modem, which has the fiber connection. The modem will then get connected to the router that we provide, which is also included in the price. That will disperse the Wi-Fi signal so that you can get connected wirelessly. So currently, do you have a provider? Like, do you currently have, like, Spectrum, and you connect to the Wi-Fi when you're home, right?
No, just through my cell phone.
Yeah, so you connect your cell phone to the Wi-Fi.
Do I guess. I mean, yes, I guess I do. Well, yes, I must.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I have some modem here, but it must be through my.
So a lot of cable companies offer a modem router combo, where they're two in one device. We have two separate devices. Our modem, because it takes fiber, it doesn't have built-in Wi-Fi dispersing. So we provide you with a router so that you can have, excuse me,
Yes, I do. I just remembered what it is. It's Hughes Network. How could I forget? Well, you know why? Because it doesn't work.
So. But yeah, so what will happen is if you have like smart TVs, I mean, I'm sure you stream movies, right?
We can't. We'd love to, but we can't because it's Hughes is that bad. I mean,
oh, wow.
Load a page. We're lucky we can load a page in 10 minutes or so. It's really bad.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, this will at least revolutionize your entire home, at least. All right. So I know you have a gamer in the house. So at least he won't be so angry whenever it starts to lag because it's not going to lag at all this time.
I'm really excited.
Oh, I'll bet. I mean, I know we're still expanding in a lot of areas, but like, I know when I had cable, it was just, I don't know, just the lag was just crazy.
We're not, they won't give us, we don't have it. So we have satellite. I mean, the satellite TV is good. I can't say that that's not good because it is, but their internet, Hughes, the internet is horrible.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, at least you'll be able to connect a lot better. You'll be able to load pages faster. And the great thing about it is that with our connection speeds, the typical cable speeds, and I know you're not going to really, because I know you stated that you don't really understand the connection, like, lingo, so to speak. But we offer the 1 gig, not only upload, but download as well. So, like, the download is when you're downloading videos, right? You're loading your pages. That's the download. The upload is when you're like, so when you upload is like when you're uploading photos to Facebook and everything. Most cable companies maybe have like a cap of 35 megabytes per second. We offer the same thing for both speeds.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to offer 1 gig download and 1 gig upload, and they're not going to interfere with each other either.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be pretty cool. So I do have the earliest date available for the install would be the 19th, which is next Thursday.
Oh, let me check my – wow. Wow, that's incredible. I'll just check my calendar here. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting that early. The 19th, I have something on the 19th. Okay, no, I'm okay. Mm-hmm.
What time would be best for you? Because we have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
Go with 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
I'm sure the kid will be out of bed. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll be out of bed at
8. No worries. Mm-hmm. All right, so you are all scheduled for that. So next Thursday at 10 a.m.
All righty, fantastic. Thursday the 19th. Thanks so much.
Oh, you are so very, very welcome. I did want to go over a couple of disclosures just for you, just so that we can, you know, I want to let you know a good pieces of information. So with regards to that, I've already explained to the initial connection with how we'll come onto the property before the day of your install. Usually it's within a few days. If they have to lay a temporary drop cable, which is that cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, we will coordinate for that to be permanently buried within 10 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the equipment that we provide, the modem and the router, it is the property of Archstop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide, hey, I have to move and you guys don't service my new area, or I'm not really enjoying the service and you want to cancel, you have 30 days to return it. At that point, once you tell us that you're canceling your service, we will send you a return kit to send all the equipment back.
Okay.
If it doesn't get sent back within the 30 days, it can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in the required time frame.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then for any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can either give us a call or visit our website. It's also really easy to access the website. It's archtopfiber.com, and you'll be able to log in and access your billing statements, pay your bill if you need to, change your account settings, or even upgrade your services through the website.
Awesome.
You're automatically enrolled in the online account using the email that you provided to me today. So that was J-O-S-H NOV as in Victor 8 at MSN.com.
Correct.
So that will be your username to log in. You should receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order. You should also receive a confirmation of your install appointment. And then also the invitation to sign into the Arch Top Fiber online account.
Okay.
Now, the one with the invitation should have a temporary password. If by chance it doesn't send you a temporary password, you can go to the login page, click Forgot Password, type in your email as your username, and it'll send you a new link.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. So you are all set, Eileen.
Alrighty, fantastic. I thank you very, very much. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll see you on the 19th at 10 a.m.
All right, thanks. Okay.
You are so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber.